Father, the truth from your word is that we have no hope apart from your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we come to his table today, we pray that you would help us to remember him well. Lord, we pray that the truth of who he is, how he was born, and how he lived under your law, and the purpose for which he came would be things that would allow us to remember him rightly this morning. Lord, we need your help whenever we engage with your word, and we pray that you would come to us and you would help us today. And we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Galatians chapter 4? Galatians 4. Paul is talking about a bondage that the believer is in before their salvation. He is talking about the condition into which the unbeliever exists. They are bound to the elemental things of this world. They have affections in their own hearts for the things of this world. They love the things of this world. They could never be separated from the things of this world. And they can never be separated from the penalty that comes with loving these things of the world more than loving God. We're going to look at verses 4 and 5 together to look at what God has done to release the Christian from the penalty of their sin. We're going to notice three things about Jesus that we want to remember about him this morning. We're going to look at the kind of person that Jesus was, and we're going to look at the position that Jesus was born into, and then we're going to look at the purpose for which Jesus came to this earth. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. It's right here in front of us, the kind of person that Jesus was. We see two things about Jesus and the kind of person that he was. We see first that he was God's Son. As God's Son, he had every part of deity that the Father had. He possessed every kind of deity that the Father had. There was nothing lacking in him whatsoever in terms of deity. And that's very important because he was qualified to receive upon himself God's anger and to satisfy God's anger against every believer who had placed their trust in him. A mere man could not do that, but because Jesus was God, because he was the Creator, he was actually capable of serving as our atoning sacrifice. So we want to remember Jesus this morning as the Son of God. But we also want to remember that he was born of a woman just like us. And that was essential as well because he was born from us and born of us and born of a woman just like us. And that means that he was born in a place that he could take our place in God's system of justice. So we have a Savior who is God, who is capable of absorbing God's wrath against us. But at the same time, he's one of us, so he can take our place for us. But we also notice that this passage tells us that Jesus was born under the law. That means that he was measured by the law. He lived his life under the law. He was born at the very end, and he lived at the very end of the Old Testament. And he had the law next to him. He had the law over him his entire life. And he was measured by that law, and he was found to be blameless in that entire process. And so what we see here in that is that as he was born under the law and found to be blameless with regard to the law, he was qualified to serve as a sinless sacrifice for us at the cross. So we want to remember that about Jesus as well. His sinlessness, his purity with which he went to the cross for a believer so that he could purchase salvation for them. And then finally we see in verse 5 the purpose for which Jesus came to this earth. He came to this earth so that he might redeem those who are under the law, that they might receive the adoption as sons. The unbeliever is bound by the law. They are bound by the terms of the law, and they are found to be guilty. They're found to be lacking under the law because all of us know that we can't keep the whole part of the law. And as such, we are bound to the condition of the law and the penalty of the law. But Jesus came to redeem the believer from that penalty. He came to release them from the power of that law and to purchase them away from that. And the blessing of that is at the end of the verse. It's at the end of verse 5, so that we might receive the adoption as sons. Adoption is the means by which a child who does not naturally belong to a family is brought into that family. And that's what God did to every one of us by our nature and by the condition into which we were born. We do not belong in God's family. But because Jesus went to the cross on our behalf, because he served in our place at the cross, we were brought, believers are brought, into the family of God. And they receive all the rights of any other family and any other member of that family. So let's remember those things about Jesus today as we celebrate his coming and his death and his resurrection. Let's remember the kind of person that he was. Let's also remember where he was born under the law and how he satisfied every term of that law. And let's remember the purpose that he came to redeem believers away from their penalty of that law. This is a time for Christians to remember what Christ has done for them. So if you're a believer here this morning, please join us. Take the elements when they come to you and hold them. Remember those things about Christ and take the elements when your heart is prepared.